Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. China announces stiff penalties for people caught illegally fishing in Chinese waters. The problem is those waters include areas of the South China Sea claimed by other nations. The Supreme Court Tuesday said fishermen illegally entering Chinese waters more than once a year will be subject to fines and a year in jail. South Korea's military says North Korea fired a ballistic missile Wednesday toward the South China Sea. This latest test follows the launch of three missiles on July 19th. Aid workers in Syria say a helicopter dropped barrels of toxic gas on the town near Aleppo. At least 30 people, mostly women and children, were affected. A suicide bombing in the Libyan city of Benghazi has killed and wounded a number of people. Military sources say the attack apparently targeted soldiers loyal to Libya's recognized parliament. A coalition of Islamist militias claimed responsibility. Meanwhile, the United States military has started an air campaign in the city of Sirte, the last bastion of the Islamic State group in Libya. The strikes on Tuesday hit an IS rocket launcher and a heavy equipment excavator. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has restated his earlier claim that the failed coup attempt against him last month was plotted outside the country. The accusations are likely in reference to Muslim cleric Fethullah Gulen, an Erdogan opponent who has lived in the United States for nearly two decades. Gulen denies any connection with the uprising. Turkey has demanded that the U.S. extradite the 75-year-old Gulen and has sent documents on his alleged involvement to U.S. officials. This is VOA News. U.S. President Barack Obama and Singapore's Prime Minister Lee Hsien Loong restated their commitment to passing the Trans-Pacific Partnership.
So the answer is to make sure that globalization and trade is working for us, not against us. And that's why today we are reaffirming our commitment to the Trans-Pacific Partnership. I am a strong supporter of TPP because it will reduce tariffs, taxes basically, on American goods from cars to crops, and make it easier for Americans to export into the fastest growing markets of the world.
At the White House Tuesday, the two leaders discussed the pact, which currently is stalled in Congress. It's become controversial because both major U.S. presidential candidates are opposed to it. Speaking at the White House Tuesday, President Barack Obama said Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump is unfit to succeed him in office. Mr. Obama challenged Republicans to repudiate Trump, saying recent statements about the parents of a slain Muslim American soldier were offensive. In response, Trump accused the president of failed leadership. And speaking at a campaign rally in Virginia, Trump criticized China for devaluing its currency.
When China devalues its currency, they take our guts out. And they do it so often. They're constantly devaluing their currency. And they always wait till like it's a bad time, like we have a problem with Iraq, we have a problem with Afghanistan. Every time we have like a big problem, they always devalue.
Donald Trump. Iraq's prime minister has issued a travel ban for several parliamentary officials accused of corruption. The ban was ordered as a temporary measure against those accused and will remain in place until an investigation is completed. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon said Tuesday airstrikes in Yemen are harming children. Ban made the remark during a briefing to the UN Security Council on his annual report about the effects of war on children. The report blacklists the Saudi Arabian-led coalition fighting Houthi rebels in Yemen as one of the parties that harms children and attacks schools and hospitals. The Vatican Press Office says Pope Francis has created a special commission to examine whether women can serve as deacons in the Roman Catholic Church. The Vatican did not set a deadline for the commission to reach its conclusions. The office of deacon in the church is currently reserved for men. France has laid to rest the 85-year-old priest Father Jacques Hamel, who was killed by two Islamic extremists last week as he celebrated Mass. Hundreds of mourners gathered Tuesday in the Cathedral of Rouen for a funeral held under tight security. A number of French officials attended the ceremony. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.